Spring into deals at Lowe's. Shop select 1.5-gallon annuals hanging baskets, 2 for $15, for the perfect addition to Mom's garden. Plus, get 3 free bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil when you buy 3. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/6, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dix.com/scorecardplus for details.
Murder in the morning from the Hidden Killers podcast.
It's not that often anymore that we are talking about Charles Manson, unless we're doing some sort of a retrospective story on serial killers. But obviously, he's one of them. Although, what's interesting about the Manson story is that he had other people do the murders for him, which unless you are well-versed in the story of Manson, you may not know that. In fact, many of Manson's followers who committed his crimes for him still locked up in prison. Leslie Van Houten is one of them. And in a striking decision that overturns a previous refusal by Governor Gavin Newsom, the California Appeals Court has suggested the release on parole of Leslie Van Houten, who was implicated in 2 gruesome murders orchestrated by the notorious cult leader Charles Manson over half a century ago. In her 70s now, Van Houten has lived a majority of her life behind bars, condemned for the brutal killings of Leno and Rosemary LeBianca in Los Angeles under Manson's sinister influence. Shocking ruling has catapulted Van Houten's case back into the public eye, reigniting discussions around the dark legacy of the Manson cult and the possible reintegration of one of its most infamous members into society. Since 2016, Van Houten has been recommended for parole 5 times, only to have her hopes of freedom dashed by either Newsom or his predecessor, Jerry Brown. The governor's opposition to Van Houten's parole stems from his belief that she continues to pose a threat to society. Despite her apparent rehabilitation during her incarceration, he questions the sincerity and consistency of Van Houten's explanations for her involvement in the Manson-led atrocities, implying that she may still harbor the capacity for harm. That's rather interesting, considering she's in her 70s. And I don't know, this is we'll continue with the story in a moment, but this is such an interesting case. What's your opinion on all these followers of him that were basically brainwashed into a cult, did his bidding, and are still behind bars to this day? Justified?
I'd say so, because if you are able to be persuaded to kill another human being because somebody wants you to do it, you are basically somebody who can be heavily influenced, easily influenced. Tony, if you called me one morning and said, Stace, I need a big favor from you. We've known each other for years. I need you to kill somebody for me.
Well, I've only done that
my
once.
My answer is fuck you.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
It wasn't.
I love you differently, but I'm not doing that for you.
It wasn't in 2004 when I asked you, and you profited handsomely for that. So
you're awful. But, you know, it's if you have that capacity to suspend your belief system, to say, yes, master, I'll do what you say, you know, I'm going to be under your spell. That's concerning. And I guess I want to know a little bit more about the rehabilitation efforts. I want to know, you know, what does a psychiatrist have to say about this? I feel like I need to know more information. Like, what was the rehab process like? Did they just sit in a cell and read books, or were they actively part of a therapeutic system to try to at least dive into their brain and find out where are they? You know?
Yeah, that's a good question. The Second District Court of Appeals in Los Angeles has issued a dissenting 2-1 vote to overturn Newsom's decision. The judges scrutinized the governor's doubts about Van Houten's fitness for parole, finding little substantial evidence to support his conclusions. And I agree. Newsom is just a talking head. He'll say whatever is going to benefit him most at that moment in time. They highlighted her candid discussions during parole hearings about the vulnerable state she found herself in at the time of the crimes, owning to a combination of her parents' divorce, struggles with substance abuse, and a traumatic illegal abortion, all of which left her susceptible to Manson's manipulative charms. The judge acknowledged Van Houten's extensive rehabilitation efforts, here we go, including therapy, substance abuse programming, and personal reflection. They noted her remorse, her support system in the form of family and friends, her practical plans for life on parole. This perspective clashes with Newsom's concerns about her past violent tendencies and questions their relevance in her future behavior should she be granted release. Van Houten's attorney, Nancy Teterolt, anticipates that Newsom will enlist the support of California Attorney General Rob Bonta to petition the state Supreme Court to halt her client's release, a process that could drag on for years. During this period, Teterolt suggests that the High Court may choose to release Van Houten while they deliberate on the appeal. The appellate court's ruling has stirred up a wellspring of distress among the victims' families who have watched the drama unfold over decades with no definitive conclusion. For them, the potential release of a woman directly involved in such monstrous crimes is an unfathomable affront to the memory of their loved ones. Van Houten has been largely compliant during her imprisonment and even managed to earn an advanced degree. Was only 19 at the time of her involvement in the notorious Manson murders. Legal experts suggest that her young age at the time of her crime should factor into her parole considerations. However, the collective memory of the terror wrought by the Manson family, it continues to cast a dark shadow over her potential release, leaving the final decision in the hands of California's highest court. You know, you murder someone, you're an adult. I don't know. I get it. She's been rehabilitated, and I believe she probably has. She was very much a victim of abuse and horrible behavior, and then she fell prey to someone like Manson. But again, we all make decisions, and if you made a decision that was to murder someone because someone told you to do it, then I think, yeah, if you were sentenced to life in prison, you probably need to continue doing life in prison. Because I don't know that you're going to be benefiting much of anything by being out at this point. Continue doing your work. Continue helping others from behind bars. I applaud her for changing her life and finding a path that that kept her productive and active. But again, she killed somebody. Good deeds after the fact of killing somebody don't necessarily negate that.
Well, and I want to know, what is the process to keep tabs on her? Is she going to be like at a halfway house? Is she just like they open the doors and she goes running out? Is she going to have an ankle bracelet? Well, I kind of want to know, because she's somebody who did some really bad shit. I understand she's in her 70s, but ugh.
They're going to drop her off on Cielo Drive and say, pick up where you left off.
Well, you know, that reminds me, there's somebody, I think I saw it in one of our local papers, Stevens Point, Wisconsin, which isn't too far from me. you're familiar with the area. They released somebody from jail, I believe on parole, to be homeless. The person does not have a place to go, and they still release them.
Oh, sure.
And location, and I believe they were a sex offender, if I'm correct.
No.
Location was homeless, was their address. And I'm like, are you effing kidding me? Well, that's not okay.
That's pretty normal, I think. Some people have places to go, some people don't when they get out. But when they get out, they get out. It's not the responsibility of the state at a certain point then to just keep you behind bars because you have no place to stay.
Yeah, and I, you know, that makes perfect sense. But in my brain, when I read that, it felt really wrong to me. It felt just like a betrayal of the community and of that person. I feel like, yes, they did their time. And if it's time for them to leave, they have to leave the prison system. Yeah. But where do they go from there if they don't have a home? A bridge?
The same situation that thousands, if not millions of Americans find themselves in every day with our homeless epidemic. Yeah, into those sort of communities. And if he's a sex offender, I wonder how long till he reoffends.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, you know, but the sad part is does somebody get out, go, you know, hell, I'm in Wisconsin. It's going to be winter soon. And it's just easier for me to diddle some kid and get put back behind bars. So I have, you know, three meals and a cot.
That would be the fear with things like that. And there's a lot of criminals, I think, that do just continue to offend because life is better. Easier. There, if you're not doing, you know, maximum security type time, then on the outside, in some cases, there's plenty going to be like, that's not true. But for some, it is, quite honestly. But it probably just depends. But that sort of thing happens every single day. Humane, no, but how the system works, yes. I mean, the same reason we've talked about it before, we don't have state mental hospitals anymore. We let everyone there out, and now they wander, and it's created and certainly fed into the homeless problems that we have. But people that really need some sort of help, we don't offer it by the state anymore unless it's to put someone away for a serious offense or something happened and they need to be held away from society. But even then, there's many, many paths to get out if it's not a criminal type offense. We don't offer those sort of services anymore. And it just leads to more crime.
I just liked being naive about it. I liked thinking that everybody that got out had a place to go. I appreciated not knowing the truth.
That's why you need to get out more, Stacey. You need to leave your home every once in a while and realize, oh my God, what's going on over here?
You're right. 100%.
But I mean, I remember where we worked in radio years ago, there was right by the radio station, apartment type housing. And there was a lot of individuals in there who were not mentally well, had all sorts of disorders going on, schizophrenia, you name it. And, you know, it would be kind of weird sometimes walking on the sidewalk because you never quite know what someone's going to want to do or what they're thinking or what, you know, bizarre thing is going through one's mind because of their illness. But that a lot of them were there because they had once resided in the mental hospital down the road that didn't exist anymore in the way that it once had. And they would, you know, they'd just be out there in society. And they still are. I remember one woman who, and it was so sad. Do you remember the woman who walked around with a basketball and thought it was her baby?
Oh God. Yes, I do. It was really tragic
because I believe she lost many babies, many times. There was a whole story that I learned about her and it was tragic, but she was really just kind of left to the elements and walked around and had a basketball and treated it like it was her baby. It was how her mind was trying to cope with the trauma that she had been through, but it's sick. We're a society that doesn't, we just try to pretend they don't exist. We shove people away. Go live under that bridge. Go live over there. Don't let me see you. But it's getting obviously extremely out of control now. And maybe it will take this getting extremely out of control for something to actually be done to help the problem. And helping the problem isn't just, here's a bunch of free housing and money that will contribute to the problem. it's helping these people mentally so they can get on their feet if possible. And some simply will never be capable of doing that. And as a society, it would be good if we had a place for them to go where they could be safe for themselves and others too. But that's
great point.
Not how things function so much anymore here in America. I don't know. We'll see if any of that changes in the years to come. If you want to weigh in on this or anything that we are talking about on the program, you can do so. We got a phone number for that. It's 888-5-KILLER, 888-554-5537. We would love to hear from you. For Stacey, I am Tony. Stay with us.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards. Free shipping with no minimum purchase. Triple points on 2 purchases and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Big savings are in the air. Don't miss your chance at 15% cash back during Rakuten's Big Give Week. Shop and get rewarded at your favorite stores like Adidas, KitchenAid, Expedia, and hundreds more. So go ahead and refresh your closet, spruce up your home, book that trip, and much more. But 15% cash back is only from May 4th to the 11th. So join now. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app and join for free and start saving. That's Rakuten.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming.
While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards. Free shipping with no minimum purchase. Triple points on 2 purchases and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE, and I'm Jimmy Uso. Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba.
Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
When Kohler, global design leader in luxurious kitchen and bath products, asked me to be their ambassador for timeless, elegant, durable cast iron, I said, I'm in. Soon after, I was in their Kohler, Wisconsin foundry, watching molten iron poured, enamel applied by hand, and the beautiful finished pieces ready to ship. Since 1883, Kohler cast iron has been crafted by incredible artisans, and seeing it firsthand gave me a whole new appreciation for their craftsmanship. Now, I'm proud to lend my stamp of approval to my favorite Kohler cast iron products for their durability, beauty, and enduring style. Shop my curated picks at Kohler.com. As the Kohler cast iron ambassador, I say, long live cast iron.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.